You are listening to the Wisdom for All of Life podcast, a podcast dedicated to the wisdom literature of Scripture. I'm Brandon Ely, and our verse for today is Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 20 through 22. Surely there is not a righteous man on earth who does good and never sins. Do not take to heart all the things that people say, lest you hear your servant cursing you. Your heart knows that many times you yourself have cursed others. What we have here, the principle of what I'm going to call slack. We all need a little slack. We all need to cut others a little slack. No need to hold everyone's leashes too tight. Give them some room to maneuver, to mess up. Cut them some slack. Now, this doesn't mean that we abide in justice, or we are passive or cowardly. This doesn't mean that we refuse to exercise the powers of our office as father or boss or pastor or sheriff or whatever office the Lord has given us. But it does mean that when it comes to dealing with others, we should cut everyone a little slack. Let me explain. There are many ways in which people can sin against us, but the most common, I would say, is that they would say some bad things about us, run their mouth, spread some falsehood. We've all been victims of this. We've all been perpetrators of this. And Solomon wants us to relax, to chill out, to cut everyone some slack. Don't start an investigation. Don't rigidly begin to examine every little word that was said about you. Don't get too upset about them so that you begin to nurse resentment in your heart. Instead, just let some of it go. Just let it go. Relax. Neglect it and forget it. Now remember, these truths are proverbial. There are going to be severe times in which we must protect our name or others. But generally speaking, there's no need to panic over a little bloviating. This is especially true of your servant, Solomon says, or maybe our children or our employees. He's going to be annoyed from time to time, tired, frustrated. He's going to run his mouth. But don't let it vex you too much. And don't come down too hard on him. Why? Well, we've all been there. We've all done this. A little self-examination, a little honesty with the self, a little self-awareness, that can give us the empathy and the compassion that we need to deal with their mouths rightly. The less self-righteous we feel, the more slack we can cut them. You know, who knows the extenuating circumstances? Who knows the passions and the emotions they're dealing with in the moment, the stresses and strains of life? Now, don't get me wrong. Gossip must be dealt with. It must be fought against. We must establish from the very beginning that the culture of this family or the culture of this church or the culture of this office or the culture of this workplace is a gossip-free zone. We have to deal with it in the workplace, the family, or the church. It's, as James says, the tongue is a little fire that can burn down the house. So there's no problem with going to the person and addressing it. And there's no problem with setting policy and clearly communicating a zero-tolerance policy for gossip. If they're your child or your employee, etc., we should go to them. Remind them that this sort of behavior isn't acceptable. And then we want to cultivate a culture of love and openness and not tear each other's down. But at the end of the day, there's no need to jump down their throat too hard. There's no need to be overly scrupulous with them and grind their faces into their mistakes. We've all been there. Be humble. Be gentle. Let them know this isn't the way we want to operate. And then let it go. If they continue, then you may have to fire them, or discipline them, or whatever recourse is appropriate in your context, but there's no need, especially not at first, to freak out. As Titus says in the New Testament, show all meekness toward all men, because we ourselves were formerly foolish. In other words, let your self-awareness qualify your resentments toward others, and be meek. Harness your hurt feelings and channel them to productive behavior. In the end, God's going to protect us, right? And he's going to protect our names. All that we have is a gift from him, and that includes our name and our reputation and our character before others. And it's up to him, ultimately, to protect it. So no need to hunt down every little flippant word spoken about us. No need to panic. God saves us from the snakes and the tall grass, from the enemies, seen and unseen. If salvation can come through death, the death of a cross, certainly a word spoken in haste or frustration here or there isn't going to break us. So let's look at each other and cut each other some slack today. This has been another episode of the Wisdom for All of Life podcast. I am Brandon Neely. And would you consider sharing this podcast or rating us on iTunes? It would be a big help. Until next time, if the Lord has called you, He'll equip you, He'll protect you, and He'll bless you along the way. Have a wonderful day.